All right, so are you ready to dive into a world that's kind of a, I don't know, a unique mix of serious competition and inside jokes?
Sounds fun.
We're talking about the majors, and based on the intel you've provided, it's like fantasy football, but with real life golf
Okay.
and a whole lot of personality. Think quirky nicknames, an event called the Unfrozen Caveman, and something called a Winter Summit that honestly sounds a bit mysterious.
Yeah, what immediately stands out to me is how much this group is built around just a simple game of golf.
Right.
They have rankings, sponsors,
Yeah.
these weirdly named events,
Right.
and a history that seems full of playful chaos.
Right. And they take it seriously.
Yeah.
We're talking like a constitution, a State of the Majors address,
Oh, wow.
even an Ace and Geary fund.
Okay.
So before we get lost in the weeds here, let's start with the basics. What exactly are the majors?
So, at its core, it's a group of friends who have turned their annual golf outings into this whole competitive but still fun tradition. They track everything meticulously on their website, and they even have sponsors.
So it's more than just like a weekend game. It's
Yeah.
almost like they've created their own little golf universe.
Yeah, it is.
Let's talk about some of the players because we've got some real characters here.
Okay.
Brad Tilley, aka BT3, aka Big Peasy.
Yeah.
This guy's a legend, right?
He's their top dog, no doubt. 17 major titles.
Wow.
Top of the money list. Ain't he a founding father of the Unfreezin' Caveman event?
Oh, wow.
If we're looking for the Michael Jordan of the majors, Tilley might just be it.
Okay.
Everyone else has probably gotten it for him.
So everyone's trying to dethrone Big Peasy.
Yeah.
What about the other big names I'm seeing? Jeff
Yeah.
Doden, the handler,
Okay.
one of only three players to ever get a hole in one.
Right.
And there's Matt Geary, MGY, also known as Percival Poop Rings.
Okay.
Now, this guy seems like a wild card.
Yeah, Geary's like the Dennis Rodman of the group, it seems. Playing a final round with a sand rake,
Really?
getting disqualified mid-tournament. You have to wonder if it's intentional,
Right.
some kind of performance art, or if he just really marches to the beat of his own drum.
It definitely adds to the entertainment value.
For sure.
These nicknames alone tell you a lot about the culture.
Undoubtedly.
It's clearly competitive, but there's this layer of humor and camaraderie that comes through.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of competition, let's tee off with the events.
Okay.
First up, the Unfrozen Caveman. What's the deal with that one?
This is their flagship event, the one that's been running the longest.
Okay.
It ends with a traditional skins game where each hole is worth a certain amount of money.
Right.
And it all takes place in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hmm.
Adds a bit of mystique, don't you think?
Farmington, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Not exactly Augusta National. It
Nah.
definitely makes you wonder about the origins of this whole thing.
Right.
But let's move on to another event that caught my eye, Mondo at Royal Madison.
Oh, yeah.
The description on their website is wild. You are entering the world of PVT's imagination. You are entering his dark place, followed by exciting synthesizer music now under the direction of Dan Malew. What are we supposed to make of that?
Right. It's like something out of a David Lynch film.
Right.
Who are PVT and Dan Malew?
Right.
And what does Dark Place even mean in this context?
I don't know.
Each event seems to have its own personality, its own inside jokes that we're not fully privy to.
This hoo-hoo shoot thing, tying it to a softball tournament,
Yeah.
seems random.
Yeah.
Is this a clue to some deeper rivalry or inside joke we are missing?
Good catch. That's actually modeled after a Geneva Foxes softball tournament.
Okay.
And they call it the Jewel of the Fall.
Okay.
So maybe some connection there.
Right.
Then there's Dick's Hat Band,
Okay.
which is a 72-hole low net event. You're probably wondering what low net means.
Yeah.
Essentially, it levels the playing field a bit,
Okay.
using handicaps to adjust scores.
Got it.
And that tagline, the cosmological constant ensures no one can lose everything.
Yeah, that one went right over my head.
The cosmological constant is this idea in physics about the energy density of the universe.
Okay.
But in the majors, it seems to suggest that no matter how badly you play,
Right.
you'll always walk away with something.
Clever, right? Almost philosophical. Okay, what about this EMF sprint? We see Eric Newkirk, the Big Fin, is the only winner, but it's not considered a major. What's the deal with that?
That's a good question. Maybe it's a shorter, less formal event,
Okay.
or maybe it's just not seen as prestigious as the others.
Got it.
Whatever the reason, they clearly have a hierarchy,
Right.
even within their made-up world.
And speaking of hierarchy, let's talk about sponsors because we've got a real mix here.
Yeah.
We've got local businesses like Red Carpet Car Wash and Lariat Steakhouse.
Okay.
right alongside Dodno's Taxes, which I'm guessing is Jeff Doden's side hustle.
Oh, interesting.
It's amazing how they've managed to attract sponsors for this.
It wouldn't surprise me if Doden's behind that one.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like everyone in this group has their own thing going on,
right,
outside of the majors, which adds to the whole dynamic.
Yeah.
What I find interesting is this $50 annual fee increase imposed by the CDGA.
Right.
They even called it price gouging big corporates.
I saw that.
Who is this CDGA,
All right.
and why are they shaking down these big corporates, as they call them?
Right. It's like they're poking fun at themselves, acknowledging that this whole thing is kind of absurd,
Yeah.
but they're committed to it.
Absolutely. And speaking of absurd,
Yes.
let's not forget about industry, where the Winter Summit is held.
Right.
What is industry in this context?
Yeah.
Is it a physical location,
right
a state of mind?
yeah
It's all very cryptic.
and then there's sub rosa,
Right.
which usually means under the rose, implying secrecy or confidentiality. What are they hiding?
Ooh,
Is there some sort of fight club element to all of this?
perhaps. But let's not forget about the Ace and Geary Fund, which seems to be connected to both Jeff Doden, the handler,
Right.
and Matt Geary, Percival Poobrings.
Okay.
Is it a prize?
Yeah.
A charity?
Right.
It really makes you wonder what the story is behind
It's like they've left us a trail of breadcrumbs, and I'm already wanting to follow them.
it.
So far, we've got this group of passionate competitive friends,
Yeah.
a lineup of events with the most bizarre names I've ever heard,
For sure.
and a whole lot of unanswered questions.
We've only just scratched the surface. But one thing is clear.
What's that?
The majors is more than just a golf competition.
Yeah.
It's a social phenomenon
Okay.
with its own rituals, mysteries, and contradictions. It's a microcosm of human interaction played out on the golf course.
And that's what makes it so fascinating. We're not just looking at scores and stats. We're
Oh.
exploring a culture, a way of life
Yeah.
that's built around this shared passion for golf.
And it's a passion that clearly runs deep. I mean, these guys have their own constitution, for crying out loud.
I know, I'm hooked. We've got so much more to unpack here,
For sure.
including those individual player profiles and the history of the majors.
Yeah.
But we'll have to save that for the next part of our deep dive. Stay tuned, because things are about to get even more interesting.
Can't wait. All right, so let's tee off where we left off. Those mysterious elements of the majors that hint at a deeper story.
Yes, like the Ultima test. What could that possibly be?
Right.
We know enrollment happens during the Winter Summit, but what does it actually involve?
Yeah.
What's it testing?
Well, the website doesn't give us much to go on.
Right.
And the fact that the Winter Summit takes place at industry
Right.
only adds to the mystery. What is industry in this context?
Yeah.
Is it a place, a metaphor, a secret society headquarters?
Maybe industry refers to the golf industry itself.
Okay.
Like it's a test of their knowledge and commitment to the game.
That's a possibility. Or maybe it's more about their careers and lives outside of golf. Remember, these guys all have their own side hustles,
Right.
their own industries, so to speak. Maybe the test is designed to see how they balance those things with their passion for the majors.
Interesting. Okay, what about sub rosa?
Yeah.
It usually means secret or confidential. Does
Right.
that suggest some sort of hidden agenda within the majors?
It definitely adds a layer of intrigue.
Right.
Maybe there are certain traditions, rivalries, or even rules that only the inner circle knows about,
Right.
like a secret handshake or something.
Right. Maybe it's like a golf version of Fight Club, but instead of bare knuckle brawls, they settle their scores on the green.
Exactly. And then we have the Ace and Geary Fund.
Yeah.
We know Jeff Doden, the handler, is involved.
Right.
But what's his purpose?
Yeah.
Is it a prize for a hole in one?
Right.
Or, given the name, does it have something to do with Matt Geary?
Maybe it's a fund to cover Geary's fines for all his antics. Like
Right.
every time he gets disqualified for using a gardening tool as a club, they dip into the Ace and Geary fund.
That's a good one. Or maybe it's something more sentimental.
Okay.
Remember, we're dealing with a group of friends here. Maybe the fund was created to commemorate a special moment,
Okay.
a shared experience that only they understand.
It seems like every little detail points to a deeper story,
Yeah.
to a rich history that we're only just beginning to understand.
It's like we're piecing together a puzzle, and each piece we find reveals a little bit more about the bigger picture.
Okay.
And the picture we're getting is that the majors is more than just a golf competition.
Right.
It's a microcosm of life itself, with all its friendships, rivalries, and inside jokes.
Speaking of the players, we focused on the big names so far.
Right.
But what about the rest of the crew? What are their stories?
Those individual profiles on the website are a goldmine of information.
Okay.
They're packed with quirky nicknames, inside jokes.
Right.
And little stories that give you a glimpse into each player's personality.
Yeah.
And their role within the group.
Yeah, like Brent Diener, Astro Projector, okay. And Kumo Diener. He's described as having this teddy bear spirit.
Right.
But being a serious contender on the course? What a combo.
Yeah. It's like the best of both worlds. And then you have someone like Andy Trent, A-Frame.
Right.
The self-proclaimed Bob Saget of the majors.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Right. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
These guys don't take themselves too seriously, which makes the whole thing even more endearing.
Yeah.
But underneath all the humor,
uh-huh.
There's clearly a deep respect for the game and for each other.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about the players. It's the sponsors, the events, even the website itself.
Right.
Everything about the majors is carefully crafted to reflect this shared identity.
Yeah.
This sense of belonging.
It makes you wonder how this all started. What were the early days like?
Right.
How has it evolved over time?
Well, we know Brad Tilley, Ebenezer Scrooge is one of the founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Unfrozen Caveman is the oldest event.
Right.
But there's a whole untold history here waiting to be unearthed.
And what about events that are no longer on the schedule,
yeah.
Like the Mike Miller Auto Park Cup? What happened there?
Right.
Was there some falling out? Did Mike Miller Auto Park go bankrupt?
Good question. Maybe Mike Miller got tired of being price gouged by the CDGA.
Okay.
Or maybe it's something more personal, a story that's only whispered among the inner circle.
It makes you realize that for all the information we have, we're still just outsiders looking in.
Yeah.
We're seeing the public face of the majors. But there's a whole private world, a hidden history that we can only speculate about.
And that's part of the allure, isn't it?
Right.
The mystery, the unanswered questions.
Yeah.
They all contribute to the fascination.
Right.
It's like they've invited us to join the club, but they haven't given us the secret password yet.
So how do we get that password? How do we crack the code of the majors and really understand what makes it tick?
Maybe the answer lies in those individual player profiles.
Okay.
If we delve into those stories, those quirky details,
right,
we might just find the clues we need to unlock the deeper meaning of this whole thing.
Sounds like a plan. Let's dive into those profiles and see what we can uncover, but we'll have to save that for the final part of our deep dive. Stay tuned, folks, because the best is yet to come. Okay, so we're back for the final round of our deep dive into the majors. We've explored the events, uncovered some mysteries,
right.
And now it's time to tee off on the heart of this whole thing, the players themselves.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And these aren't your typical player profiles.
Yeah.
They're more like character sketches filled with inside jokes and stories that give you a real sense of who these guys are.
Exactly. It's not just about handicaps and scores.
Right.
We get a glimpse into their personalities, their rivalries, their lives outside of golf. For example, Brent Diener,
okay.
Astro Projector, or as they call him, Kumo Diener. He is described as having this teddy bear spirit, but also being a serious contender.
It's a fascinating contrast.
Right.
He's got this gentle giant vibe, but don't let that fool you.
Yeah.
He can bring the heat on the course.
Right.
It reminds me of how people underestimate someone like, say, Fred Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers was always kind and soft-spoken.
Right.
But he was also a strong advocate for what he believed in.
I love that comparison. And then you have someone like Andy Trent, A-Frame.
Yeah.
The self-proclaimed Bob Saget of the majors. What does that even mean?
Right.
Is he the dad of the group? The one who tells the corny jokes?
Yeah, it's hard to say, but it definitely makes you want to know more.
Right.
And that's the beauty of these profiles.
Yeah.
They spark your curiosity. They make you want to dig deeper and uncover the stories behind the nicknames, the inside jokes,
right.
The whole mythology of the majors.
It's like they've given us a keyhole view into this secret society, but they're leaving it up to us to figure out the rest.
Okay, let's talk about another player who caught my attention, Eric Newkirk. Newkirk and the Big Finn. We know he's the only winner of the EMF sprint.
Right.
But he hasn't won a major yet.
He's almost like the tragic hero of the majors.
Right.
He's clearly talented. He's got the skills.
Mm. But something's holding him back. Maybe it's a mental block. Maybe he just needs a little bit of luck.
Right.
But you can't help but root for him to finally break through.
Right. It's like a classic underdog story. Speaking of underdogs.
Yeah.
What about Rich Amberg, the Bumble? His profile mentions he has every tool to make us look the fool. Is he a dark horse we should be watching out for?
It's possible. he could be the sleeper pick, the one everyone underestimates until it's too late.
Yeah.
Remember, we're dealing with a group of friends here.
Right.
They know each other's strengths and weaknesses better than anyone.
Yeah.
Maybe they're hyping up the Bumble for a reason.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. We need to keep an eye on him. But let's step back for a second and think about the bigger picture.
Right.
What does this deep dive into the majors tell us about the power of friendship tradition and shared passion?
It's a testament to the human need for connection, for belonging.
Right.
These guys have created their own little world, their own set of rules and rituals that bind them together.
It's like a fraternity, but instead of hazing, they have golf.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And it's not just about the competition. It's about the camaraderie, the shared experiences, the inside jokes that only they understand.
Yeah.
It's about creating memories that will last a lifetime.
Exactly. It reminds us that life is more than just work and obligations.
Yeah.
It's about finding those things that bring us joy.
Right.
That connect us to others.
Yeah.
That make us feel alive.
I agree.
The majors is a reminder that sometimes the most meaningful experiences are the ones we create ourselves with the people who matter most.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm left with a sense of admiration for these guys and what they've built.
Yeah.
They've taken something as simple as golf and turned it into a celebration of friendship, competition, and pure, unadulterated fun.
And they've invited us to be a part of it, to share in their world, even if we're just observing from the outside. So, dear listener, if you could create your own major event, what would it be called? What would the rules be? And who would you invite to compete? Think about it. Maybe your own unique creation will become a legend someday. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the majors. Until next time, keep swinging.